Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angelic Realms Radio. We're back. I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live from Long Island, New York. Angelic Realms Radio is brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, a worldwide organization that was formed to educate, connect, and celebrate spiritual professionals who work with angels. Learn more about the IAAP and how you can get a free membership by visiting us on the web at angelpractitioners.com. That's angelpractitioners.com. Angelic Realms Radio is a live call-in show where we discuss topics on angelic communication, energy healing, spiritual entrepreneurship, and much more. We will be taking your calls for free mini readings throughout the show today. Our show will be airing every first and third Sundays of the month live at 2 p.m. Eastern. That's New York time. If you would like to call in for a free mini reading or to ask a question about any of the topics we discuss or even just to share your knowledge on the topic of conversation, the number to call is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And you can also listen to the show live at psychictalk.net/live, right over your computer or smartphone or tablet. So again, if you want to listen on the internet, just go to psychictalk.net/live. Remember, if you want us to answer your call and come on live on air and chat with us, ask a question, get a mini reading, you need to press the number 1 on your dial pad. This will flag us on the switchboard because we do take the calls in the order that they're received. Don't hang up, please, because you'll lose your spot in the caller queue. Okay, so now that you have all of this information, it's time to start the show. Joining me today from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, is Cindy Froy Burns. Cindy is a natural-born medium, empath, and healer. She is also an IAAP-certified angel practitioner and angelic medium. She's a Reiki master teacher, animal Reiki master, numerologist, and owner-operator of Your Spiritual Connection Center, which is located in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada. So let's bring Cindy on the show. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you have generously decided to spend your time with me this afternoon. And it's always a fun time on Angelic Realms Radio. We get to talk with a lot of different people from all over the world. And it's so enjoyable because we talk about interesting topics. We help people by giving them angel messages and sometimes we do a little psychic mediumship, tarot, mm-hmm. you name it, we got it. And today, because you're very versed in numerology, if someone wants to get a little mini numerology reading, I'm sure they can get that.
Sure.
Right, Cindy?
Absolutely. I'm very
awesome.
Passionate about numbers. So
before we get into our topic of discussion, which is number symbology and the Bible, which is a great topic. I can't wait to talk with you about it. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? What brings you here today? How you've come to do what you're doing?
When my first connection to numbers was around the age of 7. My parents bought me the Rainbow Bible. It's a children's red-lettered edition Bible. And you know, to prove to my dad that I could read it front to back, I read it front to back, but at the young age of 7, not much stuck. The pictures were great, some of the stories, But numbers seemed to jump out at me, and how things repeated, and every scripture has a number, but numbers and references to numbers repeated quite often. So from that point on, I typically started seeing different numbers, and I learned through association sort of the basis of what they meant. So, for example, one always seemed to be about new beginnings and creation. And, of course, one to start off with is really, it's connected to what they say, God himself, one true God. And it kind of went from there, yeah.
You know, I find numbers fascinating. I mean, there's so many different connections we can make to numbers. And I know a bit about basic numerology as it applies to doing readings, especially with tarot. But I'm not really well versed in the biblical end of it. I do know about angel numbers. I've read a little bit about gematria, which is a very fascinating topic as well. But I'm really interested in the connections of the biblical symbology. So that's why I'm excited that you wanted to talk about this topic. And it was actually, the topic was, you gave me the idea of the topic by the things that you were telling me that you were interested in. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, this will make a great topic. And I just want to remind folks that Angelic Realms Radio is on the air every first and third Sundays of the month, unless otherwise noted. We do take little short breaks in between. We do take hiatus here and there, and I'm just coming back off of a lengthy hiatus from the summer that stretched now into the fall. But, you know, I'm really excited to be here again, so I just want to make sure our listeners, you know, make a note of that. Put on your calendars, first and third Sundays, live here at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree today, Cindy. We have a lot
That's
of folks
awesome.
That, yes, you know, I maybe be partly because we've been gone for a while, maybe partly because I have a fabulous guest here today. I mean, who knows? But, you know, divine timing's always right, so I'm glad we're here today. We are going to be going to calls somewhere about right after the mid-show break. But please don't hang up because we do take the calls in the order they're received. You don't want to lose your spot in the queue. And we're going to answer as many calls as we can today. We'll do a little quick mini readings, angel messages, or if you want a little bit of a numerology reading, little mini readings. We're going to do them all quick as we can. Or if you have a question about the topic or if you just want something you want to add to the discussion, you're welcome to do that too. So let me give out the number one more time. That's 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And you have to remember to press that number one on your dial pad, which will flag us on the switchboard and let us know you want to be brought live on air. So, Cindy, let's get into our topic today of number symbology and the Bible. What can you tell us about this?
Well, sure. So, as we were talking before we went live, you know, there's always hidden meanings. There's underlying energy behind everything, and I don't believe that, you know, as souls we're souls born into human body and we're having a human experience. So I don't think that we were sort of brought into this world to find our way with no help. And I do believe that we are helped in lots of different ways by God, spirits, and angels. So there's little tools that we have, and numbers is one of them. Okay. Again, we get little hints. Now, we talked about there are variations. You know, the numbers that are associated in the Bible, sometimes with numerology, you know, there's variations between the meanings, but there actually usually tends to be an underlying correlation in meaning. So I thought about some of the numbers that I did want to talk about. And I started with earlier when we first started talking about number one. Before I go on, in numerology, okay, what we do learn is zero is actually not a number. They call it the G-O-D, God, force energy. So when numbers appear with zero. Zero amplifies the number, so it's a God-empowered vibration. Okay?
Beautiful, yes.
Yeah. So, again, one is always denotes creation and one God. And I'll give you an example. You think about Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. So chapter 6, verse 4, where it says, "Hear, O Israel, our Lord, our God, the Lord is one." Now, if you look at that, numerology and the number symbolism here is more than just coincidence, right? So if we consider the chapter and the verse, 6 and 4, that totals 10. And 10 is related to masculine and feminine endings and beginnings. And so it's all encompassing there. The other number that I used to see repeat a lot and learn through association was 2. And 2 is quite often associated, and again, I learned more through numerology than understanding and delving into what the biblical aspect and the ties there. But 2 is another number through Bible symbology and numerology that's very correlated. 2 is seems to be about connection, truth, peace, balance, and harmony. You think about, you know, two witnesses. That ties into today, too. When you need to witness things, usually they ask you for two witnesses, but
right.
Two is represented quite often, the two tablets of the commandments, the two testaments of the Bible, the new and the old, you know, the union and companionship between two people. You look at Genesis, verse 2. Two of every kind of animal on the ark. So,
yeah.
Again, there's quite the repetition of two.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can also talk about when I saw fours repeat. And when you see multiples of the same number, like we were talking about multiples of four, you know, angels are all around you. Now, four. I learned through association that four seemed to be about, I was, you know, having to be very focused and very practical. It always seemed to be about work and putting my nose to the grind and getting things done. Now, four and 40, you think about in the Bible, 40 is, they say it's repeated, used about 146 times through both Testaments. So, and you think about the references to 40 days, 40 nights in the desert. Moses was on Mount Sinai for 40 days, receiving God's law. There's tons of references to that. Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness, according to the Bible, before he was tempted by Satan. Jesus stayed on earth 40 days after he was resurrected. And then they say at that time, at the time of his ascension back to heaven, there was about 120 Christians on earth. So 120 is 3 times 40. So we could go on for days and days and days. And
this
I get really
so
excited about this.
Yeah. And, you know,
I
was doing a little bit of research myself for the show this week. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for biblical meanings of numbers and things like that. And I was already versed in angel numbers, as many angel practitioners these days come to work with. And that's when you see the numbers mostly in triplicate. So if you see, like, the 444, like we were talking about, it's recognized as the angels, you know, all around you, protecting you, supporting you. But it could also be, you could also get numbers that are doubled, like 44, 444, and then quadrupled, 4444.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting when I was reading up also about gematria, which is another system of numerology, an ancient system that was based on, they had a few forms of it. They had it based on the Hebrew alphabet and on Greek, and I even think it might be also ancient Babylonian, but they assigned, you know, different numbers to letters in their alphabet and derived mysteries and meanings and looked at it as a, you know, a secret code, so to speak, for different things, and they used it to analyze the names of angels and also different prophets and so forth in, of the Bible, different biblical names. So I find it fascinating. Right. And when I was looking up, I found one of the websites I was looking at had a chart, and it had the an English version of gematria, and the numbers, when you added up the name of Jesus and their version, this is, and again, this is not basic numerology. This is a different form called English gematria, and it Jesus' name adds up to 444. 444 for Jesus' name. And there was a whole bunch of other names and words that also were on the list that added up to 444. And what was really interesting is that the name Lucifer also added up to 444 in this form. So, you know, I find that interesting. And, you know, we have to think that originally, you know, according to the Bible, Lucifer was an angel who then became, you know, he was, you know, one of God's favorite angels and then became a fallen angel because he started, you know, developed the ego and, you know, has a free will, and he went against God. So, but the name Lucifer and Jesus both have that 444 connection. I thought that was very interesting because I know normally we think, you know, we think of the devil and we think of, you know, the evil thing, 666. And what that really represents is the ego and being, you know, attached to the too strongly to the material world. Right. So, I, you know, I thought that, you know, all of this was fascinating in the research I did. And I do write a little bit about it briefly in my book, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide, about angel numbers and gematria. So those of you out there listening, if you want a quick, easy guide to learning how to work with angels, check out my book, Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide. It's available wherever digital books are sold, and it's also available in paperback, so you can easily find it on Amazon or any of your favorite sites. So check out Angel Practitioner Handbook, A Foundation Guide by me, Maria Miles.
Yeah, and I would highly recommend this book. Whether someone's, now, you do the course as well, which is a phenomenal course, but even if you're not interested in doing the course, which I do recommend, but the book itself is very informative. It's a great handbook to have, even if on a personal level you just want to learn a little bit more about the angels and the archangels and learn, you know, simple ways to start connecting with your angels and raising your vibration. So it's a great book, and I highly recommend it to anyone.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. And I just want to mention now, I have had some inquiries on my website. There's two websites that I want everybody to remember today. It's angelpractitioners.com, and that's the website for the International Association of Angel Practitioners, where we also we have free membership if you'd like to join and become a member like Cindy. Okay, and one of the benefits of membership is being able to come on here and guest co-host with me on this show, Angelic Realms Radio, like Cindy's doing today. And that's
a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. And it's a good way to get your, you know, your name out there and mention your services and contacts. And we'll be giving more of Cindy's information later in the show. But we also have two levels of membership. We have silver and we have a gold level of membership. Now, silver is free. The gold level will also get you, you will be able to come on the show and be in what I call the Angel Practitioner Spotlight, where we do not just the guest co-host spot, but where I do a formal interview, and the show is basically, you know, geared towards you and highlighting you and your services and everything that you do. And I also make a page for you on the International Association of Angel Practitioners website, angelpractitioners.com. I give you your own page, where you can, we have your bio up, we have contact information for you, and we can also add an audio recording of your interview whenever you're ready to do that too. So that's all available for just $60 for the year. Okay, so that is a real steal. You get a whole entire web page for yourself on our website. You get to come on the radio show, Angelic Realms Radio, and get an interview. If you don't want, if you're a little shy and you don't want to be interviewed live on air, I will set up time side and do a private telephone interview where I'll record that and also put that on your page along with your bio and your contact information. And I also give you a contact form so that you can grab email addresses for people that are interested in contacting you. So I set that all up for you, and that's just $60 a year for the membership. So if you're interested in that, go to angelpractitioners.com. Okay, so getting back to number symbology and the Bible, what else would you like to talk about, Cindy?
There's a few more. Again, I could talk all day, for days on end. Three, let's talk about three, because three, you think of the Holy Trinity, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And three is, you know, there's patterns of three. And they carry, if you look at life circumstances and things, but things carry out and carry on. Three, there's three moral laws, moral, ceremonial, and civil. When you think about three places of dwelling, there's heaven, earth, and the underworld. Time frame, past, present, future. And three, we learn, is about communication and full self-expression. So the three reference with the Bible symbology really does have a huge correlation and tie over into numerology from what I found, because it's full expression, three measurements of, you know, length, width, height, you know, three gifts of grace, faith, hope, and love. But Jesus was 33 as well. So there's a lot there. And I actually, I do want to talk about John verse 3, which is probably verse 3, chapter 3, verse 16. You know which one that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most popular Bible verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So if we break that down, John 3, verse 16, 3 plus 1 and 6, that's 10. Then if you look at John, the how the numbers, and I use the Pythagorean numerology chart when I do numerology. So the name John actually adds to 20, which is 2 times 10, so you get 20 plus the chapter and the verse. There's your 30. So there's your 3 only amplified. So there is a really big divine, godly message behind that verse.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, I didn't realize that you added up the numbers, the actual numbers of the verses. So when I was reading through this, I didn't pick up on that. I noticed that, you know, they were talking about the different references to numbers in the Bible, where they were talking about, okay, well, you know, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights or something like that, where they actually mention it. But you're talking about the actual numbers of the verses themselves and doing the numerology of that as well. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I've always... And as I get older and I do more work with numerology and numbers, it's like I don't mean this in a negative way, I tend to pick everything apart because, you know, if I see a sequence of numbers, there's, to me, at times it's almost like reading a sentence, because there's something, there's a message or an energy behind each number as well as the total of the numbers. So, that's kind of just what I do. And so there is. So you can see sort of a surface message, but then there's a little, you can take it a little bit deeper and get more from it.
Fascinating. Let's remind callers one more time of the call-in number, because we're going to be going to calls very shortly. We'll be taking your calls at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. Press number 1 on your dial pad if you'd like to come on live on air. We take the calls in the order that they're received. Please don't hang up. We have a pretty full switchboard today, so you never know when we're going to pick up your call. So don't hang up and be listening for us. We'll call out your area code. We'll say, you know, so-and-so, area code, blah, blah, blah. You're on the air, and that'll be you. Okay, Cindy. So where else can we, what else can we share? Anything else that you wanted to talk about today with regards to number symbology and the Bible?
Probably before we move to calls, though, it's like there is one interesting little fact that I had found that pertains to William Shakespeare and the number 46. I thought it was interesting, and I found it in a really odd way. I started thinking I didn't do great in Shakespeare. I always had trouble with his stuff. But my my oldest is at college right now, and she's in digital cinematography. And anyway, she's, long story short, she's doing she's playing a part in a play that they're doing out there, or a production they're doing out there. And anyway, so I started thinking about Shakespeare, and of course I'm thinking about number symbology in the Bible, and so it was just kind of odd how I came across it. But what I did come across was 46, and there's speculation that William Shakespeare actually helped translate part of the King James Bible version, and it was, let's see if I wrote my notes here, Psalm 46. So just an interesting tidbit. And when I read this, I actually went and grabbed my Bible, and I actually had a look. So the 46th word of Psalm 46 is shake. Okay. And the 47th word up from the bottom is spear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know, it's like around the time they're saying that he was 46 years old, and it's believed that he, you know, personally translated Psalm 46 and kind of put his own little spin in there. Yeah,
wow.
I actually went to the Bible and actually counted down and then counted up, and it was like, wow. It's like, I thought it was really interesting, so... But we think about, yeah, and there's patterns. It's like there's certain things that are right in front of us,
mm-hmm.
again, that tie over and that correlate to the Bible and repetition of different things in the Bible and things that are very much part of our daily lives, like, again, for about building and work and focus and structure. You know, you think about the four directions, right? The four phases
right.
of the moon,
right.
the four elements, earth, fire, water, and air. You know, so I could go on and on and on and on.
Yes, and I love the number seven because they say it's the number of perfection. You know, God created, you know, everything
yep.
in 7 days, you know, in 6 days. And the seventh day he rested, so that they consider that, like, you know, the number of perfection. And then you think about other things in life, how cycles, they say that your body chemistry changes every 7 years. So
mm-hmm.
there you have the you know, the time of creation, including the day of rest, 7 days. And then you have every
yeah.
7 years, your body chemistry changes. And then even like women's monthly cycles, there are multiple of seven,
yep.
20 days. You know, so like these are, it's all fascinating if you really start thinking about it.
Yep, they actually, 1, 3, and 7, and 4 tend to be the most agreed upon with the numbers, and
really?
But there's variations with other ones. I'd actually come across a quote that I found interesting that, if I'm able, can I share?
Sure.
About numbers in the Bible. So did a little bit of digging myself. So, numbers in the Bible, and this is by Patrick Fairbairn, a Scottish minister and a theologian, 1805
mm-hmm.
to 1874. So, and this is to do with number symbology. So, if God, and some people call it creator, source, universe, we all have a different word for the same thing. If God has given all things their significance and defined their bounds according to time, space, power and number, and if he has appointed certain measurements to regulate things and times, biblical numbers must be symbolical and worthy of our study. And if a fit subject for study, the laws by which the symbolism of numbers is controlled require to be ascertained. So again, it's like I would encourage people to, you know, do their own research, do their own reading, take what resonates with you, surrender the rest. But the fact of how things correlate and the repetition and the meanings, and it really will become very intriguing and undeniable that there's definitely something to it.
There has to be something to it. And, you know, just
yeah.
as, you know, the stars are in the sky, it's all connected. It's all connected. So this is a fascinating topic. We are going to be going to your calls. I just would like, before we jump on calls, because we are at the bottom of the hour, Cindy, you're one of the practitioners I know that happens to have a brick-and-mortar establishment, which is, I think, you know, a very, you know, it's a blessing because a lot of practitioners, a lot of them work online, and not everyone's blessed to have a physical location. So let's tell folks just a little bit about, if they happen to be in your area, where they can find you and a little bit about your center. Go ahead.
Okay. So we recently moved location, but it was back in March of 2015. I went in business. I'm co-owner, co-partner with my beautiful friend and business partner, Angela, who's a phenomenal reader as well. So hi, Angie, if you're listening. So we opened up. It happened really fast. We're now at 668 Wellington Street East, but we offer those services. We were very blessed from the moment we opened our doors, but we pride ourselves on being a center. The center name is actually, there's numerology behind that, haha, go figure. But there is a meaning there, and it's named what it is because we are there to help people no matter what the reason. So, yes, we offer different readings, but at the end of the day, it's like we have people come in there just for hugs, just for conversation, just to soak up the energy. And again, I wasn't looking for a place when I was asked back in 2015 to do what I do and to rent the space that we originally started in. First person I thought of was my business partner. And in 2 weeks, it was boom, 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 and we were open. And we actually moved locations after 4.5 years there, sort of to the other end of the street. So we're Wellington East now, second floor. So there's lots of potential for growth there, and we couldn't be more excited. But again, remember, it's the center, and regardless of what your belief system is, we're all walking each other home, and we're there to support you no matter what you're looking for. So
excellent. So the name of the center is your spiritual connection center. Your spiritual connection center, located in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada. And how can you don't have a website, but you have a Facebook business page?
We have an email, which is the center name at gmail.com. Yep. It's your spiritual connection center at gmail.com. And center is actually spelled, it's E-R on the end, not R-E. No, we don't have a website. We're still working on that. But we do have a group, and we do have a page as well under the center name.
Under the same name, your spiritual connection center.
Connection center.
Okay, folks, so that's how you can get in touch with Cindy. And now I just want to tell you about the some of the upcoming shows that we have this week on Psychic Talk Radio Network. And then we will be going to calls. Okay, so... this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, coming up tomorrow, actually, you have two back-to-back shows at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern. You have Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs and Compassionate Light Show with Katherine Hahn. You can catch these shows and more on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. For the full schedule, please visit psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's psychictalk.net/upcoming. And I will be back in 2 weeks. I would like you to join me on Sunday, October 20th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern, with the Angel Practitioner Spotlight episode, where I'll be interviewing IAAP-certified Angel Practitioner Ginger Garvey. We will also be taking your calls that day as well for free mini readings and angel messages. If you're a spiritual professional who works with angels and would like the opportunity to join me as a guest co-host, or if you would like to be my Angel Practitioner Spotlight guest, or if you'd just like to become an Angelic Realms radio sponsor, please visit angelpractitioners.com for more details along with my contact info. That's angelpractitioners.com. Okay, and if you'd love to learn how to work with angels and connect with angels yourself, and develop your psychic abilities, enhance your intuition, and those kind of things, if you'd like to become certified as an angel practitioner through the IAAP, I have a new class group forming now. I can add you to the waiting list. I've currently put my, I have two courses, Certified Angel Practitioner course and Mastering the Art of Angel Oracle and Tarot Card Reading. I have put both courses temporarily on hold, so enrollment is temporarily closed right now, but I'm taking names for the waiting list because I am going to be relaunching these courses with some changes to them, and there'll be some new content and new format and so forth. So, but I don't want to do that for a while until I have a decent amount of people on the waiting list. So I'm confident that it's going to be this, the most comprehensive and affordable course of its kind that you'll ever find. And early bird pricing is set at just $111. There's that 111.
111.
Those numbers, right? So to be eligible for this special rate, you must notify me that you want to get on the waiting list. So if you want to find out more about it, go to angelpractitioners.com. And click on the Angel Courses tab located at the top of our homepage. Again, that's angelpractitioners.com. All right, so we're going to go over to the switchboard now. Let's see who's been waiting patiently the longest. And we have someone on hold just short of an hour here, 52 minutes on hold. We have area code 412. We're coming to you, 412. Hello,
hi,
you're on the air. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jess.
From Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. What can we do for you?
Well, I have so many questions that I figured I would leave it up to you, if that's possible.
Okay,
I mean,
so
I could just
say... You just want an angel message? See whatever the angels want to tell you?
How about... I don't know. Let's talk about money and jobs.
Okay, so
let me
focus
ask you
on
that.
Money and jobs. Okay, go ahead, Cindy. Would you like to take it?
Sure. Okay, Jess.
Yeah.
Would you like me to give you a little insight, and we can tie into the money and job aspect since you're just asking general. What's your month and day of birth, hon?
11/22.
Okay. Wow, that's big energy. So,
yeah.
So again, you're very intuitive, but you're also very grounded. So the first thing I want to ask is, and your question is about money, right, and career.
Yeah. I'm financially struggling at the moment.
Okay. I do definitely feel a change coming up for you. 4, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. So. Where I went with your question was the first thing I was drawn to numerology, and I wanted to see where your energy was, okay? Now, it correlates to what I first felt as well, is there's definitely a change coming up. You've been in a 9 personal year, which you're at the end of a 9-year cycle. So that ties into tying up loose ends, completion, letting go, and endings of old patterns and habits, okay? So you're coming into a year of new. So first and foremost, that's what you need to know. Maria, do you want to add to that while I draw a couple cards for her?
Sure, very quickly, because we want to move on. We have a lot of people on the line. I noticed I pulled some tarot cards for you, Jessica, and also an angel card. And I noticed you got a lot of fives came up, the number 5. So that fives indicate, you know, being that we're talking about numbers today, changes and fluctuations. And the angels are telling me it's all about how you perceive change, okay? You need to learn how to embrace change. Don't be so resistant, because a lot of times change is good. It allows us to move forward, and it allows us to recreate for ourselves. So you don't want to get stuck in a rut. I believe that your angels are telling me that you're
stuck. I'm actually working really hard on trying to manifest.
Okay, that's good. You don't want to get stuck. You want to embrace change is what they're telling me. And I feel like any time when there's times when money slows down, there's some kind of blockage in there that has to do with kind of getting stuck, even though you may not think that you're doing it, okay? It's repeating some old patterns, okay? So they want you also to know that you're very, you have high morals, and you're also a bit of a perfectionist. You know, you cross all your T's and dot all your I's, and sometimes you have to learn to just let loose and go with the flow a little bit more. You are protected, and as long as you stay in faith and you have the attitude of, you know, wanting to manifest, make sure that you keep your thoughts positive, because you will attract to yourself more of what you focus your energies on the most. That's just a simple law of attraction. Okay, and Archangel Raziel is coming through to you today, and he says that he's bringing you signs and symbols, okay, all the time. So be more aware. Take notice of when you're focusing on something that you want to manifest, or you're focusing on something that you need some direction in. Notice repeating patterns, things that keep coming up, you know, three times. Okay, Cindy?
Okay. I actually turned four from the Archangel deck. Yes, you are safe, okay? And you said you're trying to manifest. So keep working on that, and it ties into the flow and you know, not resisting change. Don't try so hard. This is where you learn to put it out there. Again, tying into what Maria said, keep your thoughts positive, and then surrender and be open to receiving and allow it. So don't try so hard, but keep staying positive.
That's
and keep working
advice.
On the flow. Yeah.
Let God create for you. Let God. That's an old saying. And because God can do things that you wouldn't think, that you can never even imagine. He can find a way just through, you know, anything that you need to find your way through. So just keep that in mind, okay? Nothing is impossible when you have faith in God.
Do either of you see me being employed soon? Because I need a job.
Okay. We really need to move on to the next call. I think it all ties into already what we've been talking about it's all about the key to manifesting is to focus your intentions and focus your thoughts on what you want to draw to yourself. Imagine yourself in the job that you want. See yourself doing it. Feel what it would feel like, because you're going to get yourself in the moment and like it's here now, and that's going to help draw to you what you need. Okay, Jessica, I hope you find that helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll put you back on hold. You can continue listening to the show. Angel blessings. Okay, next caller on hold the longest. It looks like a Skype caller. Let's bring them on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Thank you. My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York City.
Lisa from New York City. Okay, Lisa, you're on the air on Angelic Realms Radio, and my lovely guest co-host today here, Cindy Fry Burns.
Hi, Lisa.
Answer your question.
Hi, co-host. How are you?
Not bad. How can we be of service to you? How can we help you?
Yes. So I am intuitive myself. And sometimes I get visions. I like to call in to see what it means or get a validation of it.
Okay.
So, yes. All right. So, yesterday I had a vision that I moved, but it could be almost related to work. I do part-time. I do have a regular job. But I also do part, well, I haven't started, but I'm going to start doing part-time work with my CNA certificate. And I just wanted to see what you pick up on that. Because I had a vision that I moved, but I was like on the job, still working, kind of move, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. First, I'll ask you for your month and day of birth, and then I'll give it over to Maria, and then I'll get back to you, okay? What's your month and day of birth?
August 12th.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Maria.
Okay. Let's see what I have here for you, Lisa. I pulled some tarot cards and angel cards for you, and the angels are telling me you're very passionate about what you do. And they're telling me that you've been through some ups and downs. They tell me you're a very generous person, generous to a fault sometimes, not just with your time but also with money. I feel like you're the kind of person that is quick to, like, reach in her pocket, you know, and donate even at times when you're in a times of struggle yourself. They tell me that very recently you had a real moment, a real epiphany, and a moment of enlightenment, okay? And they want to celebrate that. They want to celebrate that. They're telling me that in the near future, what you want is they want to bring you what you want, okay? And you're coming into a time of new beginnings, okay? And with this, with the new beginnings, you have the Ace of Wands in your likely outcome, and that's raw potential. So So you want to feed this flame. You want to follow your passion, because God wouldn't put the desire in your heart if you didn't have the abilities and capabilities to achieve what you are dreaming about. Okay, so that's the message I have for you from the angels today. Okay?
All right, it all makes sense. It sounds great.
Wonderful. Go ahead, Cindy.
Okay, so Lisa, your year energy that you've been in this year was 5. So your whole year has been centered around change right across the board, flow, and sometimes in a 5-year, people will get the urge to travel, urge to move, or sometimes people will literally move jobs or homes, okay? Now the year you're going into, when you said that, that's why I went to numerology, because you've seen that. Now, I pulled 5 cards for you, and the first one is your reminder to be gentle with yourself and be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with, okay?
Yes, I agree.
Because you're very, your card of balance is just standing your truth. It's taking your power back because you have God-given power, and you can use the positivity and clear energy to manifest what you want in your life. Your third card was clearing your space. So, again, getting rid of clutter. So there's a huge reference about the energy that's around you so that you can stay focused, grounded, and clear on where you're going, okay?
Yes,
remembering
yes.
who you are and then remembering how sensitive you are as well. So do you journal? That's what I really want to ask you.
I do that. I do. Time to time, I do.
Okay. Okay. So keep doing that. I looked ahead for you very quickly. Your year coming into is 6, so it's a year of service, but doing for yourself first.
Yes.
And you actually end out this year, December is an 8 month for you personally, so that's action, growth, and expansion. So your year of change and your busy month of December, you're probably going to see a lot of movement there.
Okay. That'll be great.
Beautiful.
Okay. So good luck.
You find this helpful, Lisa, and I'd like you to call upon Archangel Gabriel when you do your journaling for insight and guidance, and also Archangel Haniel, Haniel. Okay?
Haniel.
Some wonderful messages for your journaling. Okay?
All right.
I'll put you on hold. Awesome. You can continue listening to the show. Thank you for calling today.
Yes. Thank you,
Lisa.
Oh, wow, what wonderful calls. I'm going to divert just a minute, Cindy. I see we have Dax Carlisle on the line, and he is the executive producer of the Psychic Talk Radio Network. So I believe he has something he wants to share with us, because he does have his hand raised on the switchboard. So I'm going to pick up his calls, and then I'm going to continue after that with the rest of the callers. And is it okay with you, Cindy, if we go a little overtime today?
So we can get more calls? Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, mm-hmm. folks, so don't hang up. We're coming to you. We're just going to pick up Dax now. Hey, Dax.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to say welcome back to the airwaves, Maria, and hi, Cindy.
Thank
hi,
you.
Dax.
Thank
How are you?
You?
It's great to hear you.
Wonderful to be here.
You know, I can't believe it. You know, sometimes our shows go on a little hiatus or take a break or go on a summer surgeon or however you want to call it there, you know. And, mm-hmm. and typically when shows come back, you know, it takes a while for the audience to know that you're back. But, my God.
Oh,
the
they know. They knew we were here today.
The switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. It's just fantastic. Wonderful callers.
Excellent. Yeah, new callers, people, new voices, people we haven't heard from before. So we know that the word of the shows are getting out there. So I'm, you know, feel very blessed today, you know, feeling the love. All these people are here with us enjoying this hour, hour and a half or so that we're on the air. So
I'm very excited.
You had some stuff that I know you wanted to share with folks, Dax, about the new simulcasting with Facebook Live for the shows.
Oh, right. You were talking about, you know, people finding the show again. And
right.
That's the whole idea of the lives, is to get us out, you know, in front of more ears. We are a radio show, but also eyes, because we have, you know, videos going, and sometimes the hosts are on cam. So we started testing this out last week. We're taking a little break right now till Saturday. Saturday's show coming up this week, we're going to begin simulcasting on Facebook Lives once again. And we just accidentally stumbled on this platform that's allowing us to, you know, not just do a typical Facebook Live where people pop up on a camera, one person, but we can actually have multiple hosts on at the same time. We can decide to not have our cams on. We can have images up instead. Whatever we want to do, and make, you know, really nice graphics and backgrounds and make it really professional looking. And the, you know, the big takeaway is that we're simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio and our website, and of course all of those shows become podcasts on Google Play, iTunes, Podbean, Spreaker, you know, you name the platform, we're
wow.
on it. But we're also going to be on Facebook, you know, so we're, people can actually, you know, a lot of people, most people are on Facebook, and they can go there. And in some cases, some of the hosts are going to want to be on camera. You'll be actually, you know, be able to watch them do their show. Mary did that yesterday. She was holding up the beautiful card she has for people to see. It's going to be great for when we do reviews of decks and books and have authors on and things like that. It's really great. And then after the live is over, it becomes a video that's forever there, you know, on Facebook. And we can also take that video and put it up on YouTube as well. So it's just getting Psychic Talk out there to many, many, many different places. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched part of Mary's show last night. I really liked that, how she, you know, was answering the calls. We couldn't hear the people on that were calling because it wasn't
mm-hmm.
a regular simulcast. But when you do the regular simulcast, we'll be able to hear the callers then, or it still won't, we
right.
won't hear the caller.
Yeah, we're leaving it up to the hosts, and some of the hosts want their show simulcasted in the background. For instance, Catherine does it that way on Mondays,
mm-hmm.
where on the live you actually, you see them, but you hear the audio in the background. Now, because it's coming through Blog Talk, it's not quite synced, okay, and Mary wants to do it this other way, only because she wants her audio and her video synced up, you know, so she doesn't look like one of those chop socky kung fu movies from the 70s where
right.
it's dubbed over in English. Yeah.
All
and
right.
it, remember, we're only just testing this now. We don't know how this is going to ultimately pan out, but we're testing out obviously different ways of doing it. And Mary wanted to test that out yesterday, and it worked perfectly because, you know, for the people on Blog Talk, she let them know that she was simulcasting on Facebook. For the people on Facebook, she said, hey, you know, you're not hearing the callers, but I'll give you a little snippet, you know, something like, oh, Jane's calling in from New York, and she wants to know, did her husband steal her chocolate bar? Let's pull some cards.
Right. Yeah, and it worked. I watched at least half of the program, and it worked. You could definitely still follow along with the readings that were going on. And the nice added part was that you got to see all the beautiful different cards and the different decks that she uses. So that was definitely a great part.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And the big thing is the huge increased reach. I mean, she said she had people, some of which she knew, coming in to listen to the show and in the comments. And I know her uncle showed up, her son showed up, all these people that never listen to her shows, who don't even know she does shows.
It's very handy.
Yeah.
People are on Facebook, and they could pop right on and off very easily. And they could even put their question, if they want a reading, in the comments. And she sees it going by. She was grabbing some, doing some readings from the comments, the Facebook comments, too. So I thought that was nice.
It's a really nice added feature for our hosts to be able to really get their shows and get their message out there to people on multiple platforms. And we could do so much with it. It's not just simulcasting the radio shows. In between shows during the week, say I do my Friday show with Dr. Rose and Sharona, you know, we can pop on a live on a Tuesday or something and say, hey, you know, we've got this show coming up on Friday. This is what we're going to be talking about on the show. And by the way, as long as we're here, let's pull some cards for some of the people, you know, joining us live and, you know, do some lives that way. We can also do various interviews and mini workshops and things like that during the week that really, you know, just adds to the network. You know, they're not actual shows, but they add content for all of our listeners in between shows. So there's a lot that can be done.
Right. So folks, you know, check out. We got a lot of new things coming up, and with the simulcasting and the shows, keep up with what's going on the Psychic Talk Network. Go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. And see what shows
Absolutely.
We have in store for you.
Yeah.
All right. Folks,
and I'm gonna let you get back to your callers, but one thing I wanted to ask was, as long as I have Cindy and you here, Maria, would you guys, you know, I don't know, pull a card or something on our Facebook Live and just see, or a message from the angels or whatever comes through.
Awesome. Okay, let's do it.
I'd be interested to, you know, what do we need to know now?
Okay. I was listening to you talk about all of that. I was getting goosebumps. I'm, like, really excited. So goosebumps are a good thing.
They're telling me that this idea was stirring around for a while, and that all of a sudden it's going to take off, like, really fast. And they're saying, you know, keep the faith that it can all work. It may not be right for everyone, for all the hosts, but it will work out because the angels are definitely backing up. They're saying have courage. They're saying, you know, for the hosts that maybe aren't embracing it so much, Archangel Ariel's coming through and she's saying, come on, be courageous. Go for it. Don't be shy, because some people are camera shy, so. You know,
me
that
too.
Going on.
I definitely am.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of get that too. But there's something about the radio, being, you know, doing radio. I like listening to radio, and I like
me too.
I like being on the radio. I don't always want to watch video. And
podcast.
I don't mind being on video sometimes, but I don't want to do it all the time. But, you know, they're saying, I say Archangel Ariel, and she's the Archangel also of abundance. So I believe that it is the way to really attract more of a listening audience and a viewing audience, you know, for that matter. So
yeah,
it's the way to go.
Yeah, and a lot of people are already you know, Catherine and Mary have already done it on cam, and mm-hmm. they both didn't want to do it. Catherine didn't want to, and I said, Catherine, you don't have to do it. We'll just put your image up there and have a nice video background mm-hmm. going
right.
and simulcast in the background. And then a couple of days later, she said, I got a message from the angels. They said, I have to do this, that I have to have courage. And
yep. There she is, and there
so
was Archangel Ariel coming up. That's the card I pulled, Archangel Ariel and the card of courage. So, you know, there you go.
Awesome.
That's validation.
Yeah, I had Archangel Uriel, brilliant idea, flip out of that deck. So your idea is divinely guided, and you're definitely meant to take action and bring this to fruition. So I can't be more excited for you, for everyone.
Awesome. And you know,
well, thanks,
they don't
ladies.
Have to do it every show. They can do it. They could do it.
Right. You don't even have to
shows.
Do it every show.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's great.
Wow.
All right,
we'll see
Dax.
How it
well, none
works
of us
out.
Would be here doing these radio shows if it wasn't for Dax Carlisle. Now, folks, anyone listening?
Absolutely.
Yep. Dax is the reason why I have gotten into radio. I started way back in 2012. It's coming like 7 years now that I'm on the air,
mm-hmm.
and it's because, you know, of Dax and Dax's shows, and that's how I started. And if you are interested in the slightest bit interested in becoming a radio host, Dax is your man. You want to catch up with Dax about that.
Get a hold of me. Yeah, we want to get more fabulous readers and so forth onto the network, you know. And we're coming up on, let's see, our 10th anniversary of our first radio show is January 20, 2020. There you go with the
wow.
number, Cindy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Yep. And our 15th anniversary of the Tarot Guild is this 31st of this month. Halloween, it's our 15th anniversary of the Tarot Guild, and then January 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary. Really exciting stuff.
It is.
I'm alrighty.
So glad to be here. I feel really blessed. All right, Zach, thanks
well,
for calling.
Thank you
in.
For everything you do.
Thank you so much for everything. We love you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Angel
bye.
Blessings. All right, folks, that was Dax Carlisle, executive producer of the Psychic Hook Radio Network. Okay, so now, as promised, we will continue with our calls. And holding on the longest here looks like area code 917. Oh, I think I know who this is, too.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, is this Sharona?
Hi, Maria.
Oh,
it
my God.
Is.
All right, so your call, you were holding on the longest here. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute, I think I know that area code. Sharona, was any of those of you who have listened to Angelic Realms Radio last season, Sharona was my lovely co-host. So glad to have you here for my first day back on the air. So what's up, Sharona?
Well, welcome back. And hi, Cindy. I'm really
enjoying
the broadcast today. Yeah, wow.
Oh, wonderful.
Really
nice
good information.
Nice to speak
and
with
I
you.
Yeah, and I'm loving the show. I'm glad that you're back on the air after the hiatus. And just want to wish you many love and many angel blessings. And I also want to thank you, Maria, because... Well, it was Maria and Dax that gave me the knowledge and the self-confidence. I'm going to be doing a radio program on the opposite Sundays from Maria. So
awesome.
I'll be on same time. Yeah, I'll be on the second and the fourth Sunday. And the name of my show is Magic Universe. So it'll be about angels and crystals and positive thinking and just how you can bring miracles in your life. But, you know, I'm enjoying your show so much. I'm glad you're back. Thank you for everything.
Oh, you're so welcome. And it was a pleasure doing the shows with you. I always enjoyed co-hosting with you, Sharona. You have a lot of interesting insights and talents and things to share. And this is really great because now for our Sunday afternoon listeners, they don't have to just wait for first and third Sundays. Now they can have every single Sunday of the month. I'm on first and third Sundays, and Sharona's on second and fourth Sundays with her new show, and it's Magic Universe, correct, Sharona? That's the name of it?
That's the name of it.
And the
so
same time,
thank you.
2 p.m. Eastern?
Same time.
Same
station.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Yes,
on Psychic Talk
yes.
Radio Network. Thank you so much for calling, Sharona. I wish you the best, and I'm hoping to be able to, you know, listen live myself when you're on the air next Sunday.
Thank you. Many blessings.
You congratulations on your radio show, Sharona.
Thank you. Okay,
bye.
Thanks, Colin.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll put her back on hold, and now we'll see who else is here in the queue holding on the longest. And it looks to me, I have to look down because some of them, they're not all exactly in order. You'd think they would be. It looks like area code 804. I'm going to go to 804. Hi, 804, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. Very synchronistically came across the show. I love what you were talking about at the beginning and with what Dax was talking about, too. I would love to speak with him some more about manifesting it in a big way. And I was just looking for an angel message, and also I can share my birthday that might be interesting for Cindy, and I wanted to know if she has written anything related to numerology and synchronicities. I'd like to see if I can do something with her in that regard.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So, Cindy, what is your birthday, Hugh?
It's September 22nd, 1944.
Okay. September 22nd, so, 22 and 44 in those dates, too. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, while Cindy's working up your numerology, I'll just give you a little bit of what I'm getting from the angels and the cards that I pulled for you, Hugh. Okay? Let her get her calculations. The angels are telling me that you are overcoming a difficult time in your life. And they're basically being supported by the angels. The angels are lifting you. And Archangel Jeremiah is coming through, and he's the archangel that comes through for those who have really been through the school of hard knocks. And he's letting you know that the worst is now behind you, okay? You have a tendency, they're telling me, to sometimes blame yourself for things that really aren't your fault, okay? And not that you need, they don't want you to play victim or anything like that either, but they just want you to also be sure not to put too much blame on yourself as well. Just understand that we as human beings cannot fathom the mind of God. And things happen sometimes to get us where we need to go and where we need to be. So we have to look at everything in life as a learning experience. And they're telling me that you might have felt left out and that you weren't supported, but if the people around you have let you down in any way, know that your angels will never let you down. They're always there supporting you. I do see either some money coming in for you in the near future, or you make some sort of an investment in something of value, either a large purchase, something of value, okay? And they are telling me that you have just completed a major life cycle and you are ready to step out brand new, you. So that's what I'm getting for you today from the angels. I hope that resonates with you.
Very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Cindy, what do you have for you?
So I'm super stoked for you, Hugh. First, thank you for calling in. So just your birth date alone, the day you were born on, 22 is a master builder. So as long as you're choosing positive and you're focused and grounded, you can build some pretty incredible things. But I wanted to look at you from the numerology standpoint. You have what's called the 4 attitude, that's your month and day of birth, but you're also a 4 life path. Now, are you a list maker?
You a list maker? Well, I create. I continually create strategies. If you want to term that as list making.
As far as the builder, so you definitely are the path of the builder. Very practical, grounded, down to earth. Home security and roots are key. Now, I wanted to look at your year energy that you have been in. This year for you was a 7 personal year. And in a 7 personal year, that ties into spirituality, okay? That ties into reflection and going within and asking. This year was your year to learn a lot about yourself more spiritually, learn, reflect, and soul search. So who is Hugh? Where is he going now? Everything that you learned this year. So if you did a lot of research, a lot of learning, a lot of understanding or seeking out questions that you had, the year you're actually coming into now is your year of 8, which is strength and courage, action, growth, and expansion on everything that you learned this year. So what else would you like to know? You mentioned the word synchronicity, right?
Yes, I'll speak with you off air, but I'll let you move on to the other callers. But I just wanted to interject this. It might be helpful for the young lady that called looking to manifest. I learned a long time ago when you let go and let God do that and just hold the faith. Stay in gratitude and love, and it will manifest in God's
Absolutely.
Way, not your way. So,
that's so true. Absolutely
right.
True. Yes.
Right. So very accurate, very interesting, and wait until you see who I am. And have Dax, if you have my number, ask Dax to call me right away. I can kick this stuff up big time for him. I'm creating. It's all about now and shifting out of the old paradigms into creating circles of love where everybody comes out a winner. Companies stop the sales and understand that and be concerned with your employees, your customers, the environment, the community, and giving back in transparent, ethical, legal, moral ways. That's where things are going.
Yes. Absolutely.
Awesome. Hugh, and there's the angels are telling me that you definitely you've really achieved a lot of success over the past year, and that, you know, to really embrace that, because as many times as you've overcome difficulties, there's been that many blessings that have come as a result of the difficulties. That's what they're telling me. The successes that you have achieved are the result of overcoming obstacles and difficulties and knowing how to get past them, and that is big with manifestation as well.
Just one quick confirmation in that regard, because of the beginning of the show, I asked Jesus Christ to be my business partner, and it's not about religion, but it's all about spirituality. And that's where when I let go and let Jesus through my whole life, it's just like footprints in the sand. So that's where I want to bring it out more and more. I know that you're being a blessing to others, and that's what we're here to do. So let's see what we can do to monetize it all the way through on Circles of Love. So thank you so much for that wonderful
confirmation. You're welcome.
They're saying
when you focus on the spiritual and not on the material, and you will be, you know, showered in God's favor. That's what they're telling me.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Okay.
I'll let you move on.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Pleasure
speaking with you, Hugh. Angel blessings. I'll put you on hold. You can continue listening to the show. Wow, wonderful call. Great energy, huh?
Goosebumps with that one.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can have time for another call. Let's go to area code 850. They're on hold the longest. 850. Hi, 850, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Keisha. Hi, my name's Keisha from Arizona.
Keisha from Arizona. Okay, we're going to do this quick, Keisha from Arizona.
Yeah.
We want to try and get in a couple more calls before the show ends.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're on the air. What can we do for you?
Okay. What about, do you see me find a job soon?
Okay, quickly I'll let you do this, Cindy. You want to do any numbers for her with that or cards? What do you want to do?
Sure. What's your date, month and day of birth? I'll do that. I'll see what year you're coming into, and I'll let you take it, and then we'll come back to cards with me, Maria. So, Keisha,
okay,
what's your month and day of birth?
January.
Yeah.
29.
I'm sorry?
January 29.
January
29.
Okay, honey. Okay, Maria.
Okay. All righty. So, Keisha, I see you taking stock of where you've been and where you're and contemplating, okay, is this, I'm kind of feeling like, oh, you know, I put this effort in and this is all I have. You don't want to get stuck in the doldrums is what they're telling me. That you, everything that you do in life, consider a learning experience. Past jobs, if they didn't work out well, there had to be something that you learned and something that you can take that you can move forward with and put that into what you do with the next job. They're telling me that you need to put the outgoing side of Keisha forward. You want to be that friendly, light of the party, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not the light of the party. I'm using the wrong term here. Help me out, Cindy. The life of the party, not the light of the party. Okay, that's what I meant to say. The life of the party. You want to, and even if you don't believe that you can be, just try to act it. When you act it, now you're being it. Okay, that's what they're telling me, and they're also telling me Archangel Michael is coming through strongly, and he's supporting you, and he wants you to know that you're safe, you're protected, and that to be yourself. Because when you're yourself, you let that beautiful light shine through, and like what I'm talking about, the life of the party. So be that fun, open Keisha. Now, don't be guarded. That's what they're saying, because maybe past experiences have led you to be guarded. Put that other side out, that friendly light out there. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hello. Hi, Keisha.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. So you're very sensitive and very intuitive. And what I got with the first cards that flipped is like you can divine or you can get these answers all on your own. Okay? Now, passion kept repeating. You have to, what are you passionate about? Are you clear on what you're passionate about? Because I get a sense that maybe you're scattering your energy and you're trying, you've got like 10 applications in. It's kind of, I keep getting focus for you. Focus on what you're passionate about.
You're saying to me, have
I
fun. I want to stick it in. Have fun.
No, I don't.
You got to have
fun.
I want you to have fun, Keisha.
Yeah, so you're unsure of what you're passionate about?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is why I went to numerology. So the year you're going into, what I want you to do is I want you to start journaling because you're going into a 7 personal year, which is reflection and soul searching. Okay? So try and find a quiet space, create a sacred space, and sit down in meditation or just do some breath work and see what comes to mind. This is a year where, now do you struggle with anxiety or depression as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want you to panic. The year you're coming into is soul searching and going within. So you're going to have your moments where, and the reason why I asked you if you struggle with depression is in a 7 personal year, people don't are not completely open to being around a lot of people. They need their quiet space and their quiet time. So I want you to be mindful. Don't isolate yourself. Make sure that you keep people around you, but good people, and only in increments because you're going to want to withdraw. So don't let that panic you, okay? You're meant to have your sacred space, but do not isolate because then you'll feel like you're going into a funk. But this is your year to soul search and find that passion and get those answers that you seek, okay?
It's very important. They keep telling me they want you to go out and have some fun because they're telling me that you have this other side to you that is very fun-loving, okay? And that when you show that side of yourself, you're not withdrawing when you're showing that fun-loving side of yourself, that's when things are going to light up and you'll be attracting to you everything that you want. You have to get that spark back, they're telling me. All right, Keisha, because I know you have
okay.
it. I know you had the spark, and somewhere along the line, something has dulled it or dimmed it for you, but you want to get that back, and I know that you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
There was a time when you were more fun and lively and spirited, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to get that back. Get that back.
Okay.
That's going to shift your energy, okay? Do stuff that,
right.
that inspires you, the stuff that you enjoy. Have some fun and don't be afraid to have fun. Because once you shift your energy like that, and you'll be the life of the party again, and then you're going to attract to yourself more of what you want and less of what you don't. Simple.
Okay.
All right, Keisha.
Thank All right.
you for calling
Thank you
in
so
today.
Much. God bless.
You're welcome. We wish you angel blessings.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Some really interesting calls there today. Cindy, I wanted to make sure that you get your information out again before we end the show today. And we'll maybe try to squeeze one more call in if we can. But let's where can folks contact you?
I have they can message me on I have a Cindy Ellen, a separate profile. Or they could email me at yourspiritualconnectioncenter@gmail.com or lightworkerx2@gmail.com.
And you're saying your profile, you mean your Facebook profile, Cindy Ellen, and it's spelled CINDY ELLEN.
Mm-hmm.
So
Correct.
That's your Facebook profile. Okay, so that's ways that you can get in touch with Cindy. And Cindy, again, she does not just numerology and readings, but she also does Reiki. You're a Reiki master. You also do animal Reiki, correct, Cindy? And if you're in that in her area in Ontario, Canada, in Sault Ste. Marie, check out Your Spiritual Connection Center. That's Cindy's center. So you can actually meet her in person there. If you're lucky enough to be in her area. Okay, and
thanks,
I also
Maria.
You're welcome. And I want to remind people that if you're enjoying today's show, remember, Angelic Realms Radio airs on the Psychic Talk Radio Network every first and third Sundays of the month, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. All of our shows are recorded and archived, so you can also listen to past shows by visiting psychictalk.net or mariagmas.com. That's my name, and that's my personal website, mariagmas.com. And Mas is spelled M-A-A-S. So it's my first name, Maria, middle initial G, Mas, last name, M-A-A-S.com. And a great way to make sure you never miss a show is to like our Facebook page, Angel Practitioners. So go on Facebook, look for Angel Practitioners, give us a like. And remember, if you're interested in getting on the wait list for the Certified Angel Practitioner course, contact me via the website angelpractitioners.com and request to be placed on the waiting list so that you can grab that discount when the course reopens for just $111. If you'd like to book a private full-length reading with me, visit my website, mariagmas.com, mariagmas.com. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. And you can join me on Sunday, October 20th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern, for another fun, enlightening show. And that will be my Angel Practitioner Spotlight episode, where I will introduce you to Certified Angel Practitioner Ginger Garvey. Okay, so let's see. Maybe let's grab another call here. Let's see. Who's on hold the longest? Area code 856. Hi, 856. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling
Hi,
from?
Hi, this is Laura. Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Laura from where?
New Jersey.
Laura from New Jersey. Okay, you're on the air. What can we do for you, Laura?
I'd like to know if you see me getting a job and making a move to the Carolinas.
Okay, getting a job and making a move to the Carolinas. Let's see what we got. Do you want to do any numerology on this, Cindy, or?
If Laura would like.
Would you
sure.
like that, Laura? What's
yeah,
your birthday?
That'd be good. October 1st, 63.
Oh, happy belated.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy belated birthday.
You're welcome. You said 19, I'm sorry, 19 what?
63.
Okay. Okay, take it from there, Maria, and I'll just crunch the numbers.
Okay, here. I see you. Repeat your question one more time before I answer.
So I'm wondering if you see me getting a job in Carolina somewhere and making that move.
Okay.
North or south?
Is it a place that you've lived in before or have some ties from the past to?
Not that I'm aware of, but for some reason I've always thought it would be nice to live there.
Okay. Because what the angels are telling me is that the place where it would be most beneficial for you is a place that you have ties to the past. They're telling me the past coming up and someplace from the past, okay? I also am getting energy of a relationship, too. Were you recently in a relationship or thinking or considering a love relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship. I would like to find one, though.
Okay,
so
that's what they're coming through with then. Okay, so I believe with both of these things, with the work and with the relationship, it's someplace from your past. That's what I'm getting, someplace from your past. Okay, and you know, it's, I get the energy like been there, done that, and, you know, reminiscing and... you may make a connection actually with a person from your past as well, okay? That's what I'm getting through. That past is coming up strongly. An Archangel Zadkiel is coming through for you, and he wants you to be more gentler on yourself, okay? Because sometimes you're a bit harder on yourself, he's telling me. So that's what I'm getting. Have it, you, Cindy. What do you have for Laura?
I wanted to see where she was with her personal year energy. And Laura, because the year itself, 2019, is a 3, and your month and day of birth is 1, you've actually been in a 5 personal year. So it makes sense, because we're coming to the end of the 5 year, so it makes sense that you have that pull and those thoughts about moving. There were a few cards, 2 decks that I used. The first one was you're being asked to wait and reflect. I don't know if you heard me gasp, Maria, when you brought up relationship, but the romance card came out, and that's why I was like, oh, okay. So first we have to love ourselves first, but it also got a relationship connection. And then a card of success. So the impression that I get is, there's a little bit of soul searching that you need to do. You have that draw, you have that pull. But, you know, I find it very interesting that Maria picked up on that as well. There's something to do with a relationship here. And maybe that's the catalyst of whether you're going to actually stay or you're actually going to go and you're going to meet this relationship. And maybe perhaps if it's a past relationship or something from the past, you're going to have quite the connection. So.
Okay, so I hope you find that helpful. We only have about 2 minutes left, Laura. So how does that resonate with you?
You know, I don't know, past might be my hometown because I'm from the Pittsburgh area, so maybe they want me to move back towards where I was born.
Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
We both got something from the past. You got to go with your gut when you consider these places. See what feels comfortable to you. What feels right. Okay, Laura, we have to go because we only have about a minute left of the show. Okay, so we really thank you for calling in today, and we wish you.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Cindy. It was a really fun hour and a half. Thank you for going overtime. And I'd like to remind everybody to check out Facebook, hook up with Cindy on there, Cindy Ellen. You can contact me at my website, mariagmas.com or angelpractitioners.com. And
it was my honor and pleasure.
Oh, fantastic.
So thank you.
Great show. And we'll do it again sometime. All righty.
Looking forward to it.
Wonderful. And a reminder, everybody, I'll be back here in 2 weeks on Sunday, October 20th, live at 2 p.m. Eastern, Angelic Realms Radio with our Angel Practitioner Spotlight. Until then, I wish everyone angel blessings.
Angel blessings. Thank you so much.